Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Listening to Football Friday with the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network,
presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
Are the wiper blades on your car chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see their selection. The professional parts people will help you find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts also will install your wiper blades free of charge. That's O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, joining us now is one of the real sages of the NFL. This is Howard Balzer joining us. Howard covers the Cardinals for Sports Illustrated, among many other roles. He's also hosts a weekly Hall of Fame radio show. Howard, thanks for joining us. You're on with David and Carla.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing? It's great to be with you.
Well, great to have you, and we're eager to dive into last night's game. What were your reactions, the Cardinals falling to the Seahawks?
It's interesting because with all the accolades that Kyler Murray and the Cardinals have received this season, yet last night's game was kind of a symbol and very similar to a lot of the struggles that they have had during this season that sometimes are overlooked when they pull out games, like they did the first Seattle game, 10 points in the fourth quarter, tied it, and won in overtime. Of course, pulling it out against Buffalo last week, but It's an inconsistent offense that can be tremendous and explosive at times, and other times just trying to scratch your head and figuring out what they're trying to accomplish. And we saw that with a slow start. They've had slow starts really all season, and especially in the last few weeks in the first quarter, 2-3 and outs to begin the game last night, and then the penalties. It's a team that all year, almost after every game, Cliff Kingsbury comes out and says, we have too many penalties. We have to clean this up. And guess what? He said that last night also. 8 offensive penalties, 4 false starts. It's funny, I wrote something on the website, and I said, well, that can be understood, the false starts, when you're playing in the craziness of the now-named Lumen Field in Seattle with all those fans. And then I said, oh, that's right, I forgot. There were no fans there. So, you know, some of those things are troubling. And as improved as this team is, if they're going to be a playoff team, which they still believe they can be, they obviously have to clean up a lot of the inconsistencies and those penalties that continue to hurt them.
Howard, that was what I was going to ask you, is in order for the Cards to make a deep playoff run, what spots do you think need to be cleaned up besides penalties, which is obvious? And I would add on to that, like, for example, we're here in Houston. We've given you a Christmas gift for life in DeAndre Hopkins. Would we be seeing the Kyler Murray performance we're seeing this year without a D-Hop?
Probably not. Probably not. Because with the numbers he has, and there are times where you say, oh, how come they're not targeting him more? But they do have other guys that you have to get the ball to, and you do have to spread it around. But without him, that just his presence, mm-hmm. even if they don't go to him,
as a decoy,
it opens up things for other players. And so that was a huge addition for that team. And yes, I would agree. They're in this position now at 6-4. Let's remember, this is a team that won 5 games last year in Kyler Murray's rookie season and Cliff Kingsbury's first year as a head coach. So they've already won 6. And you mentioned taking a deep run in the playoffs. You know, the key is you have to make it first before you even fashion the idea mm-hmm. of having a deep run. So they play the Rams twice coming down the stretch. Next game in this after this mini bye is against an improving New England team. So they've got some tough games that they need to come out on top of if they're even going to get into the postseason.
Yeah, and Seattle, their AFC West foe, or NFC West foe, has a really easy schedule, basically taking down the entire NFC NFC East coming up, so that's going to be tough.
Yeah, it will be. You know, the Cardinals still have two games against the NFC East with the Eagles and the Giants, but hey, the Giants are playing improved football, and they're not going to be an easy out. So yeah, not, like you said, the two games against the Rams will probably be key, including coming up in a couple of weeks. The first week of December, they play the Rams, and then end the regular season in Los Angeles against them. So, and by the way, in the 3 years that Sean McVay has been the Rams head coach, the Cardinals have not defeated the Rams in any of those six games. So those are going to be huge matchups.
We're talking to Howard Balzer, who has joined us here on the Progressive Guest Line. Howard covers the Cardinals for Sports Illustrated, but I know you can talk all things NFL. Want to open it up. When you look at Kyler Murray, he's such a standout young quarterback, but there have been some really great quarterbacks this year, rookie quarterbacks in Burrow and Herbert and Tua. How do you evolve or evaluate those three, and what's the ceiling on these guys?
I think the ceiling is very, very high. To borrow a cliche that a lot of people say, really the sky's the limit. So much does depend on the teams and the skill and the players that are put around them. But they've shown tremendous growth in their rookie year. Of course, Tua didn't play until a few weeks ago, but he's done a nice job of avoiding turnovers on a team that doesn't have a lot of offensive firepower. But as they improve that, he should get better. So this is a very good group that really, when you look at it, joins a very good group of young quarterbacks. We certainly all love the old-timers, you know, like Brady and like Breeze, and Ben Roethlisberger still around, obviously, and Aaron Rodgers and Philip Rivers helping Indianapolis be in the playoff chase. But the young quarterbacks, the younger quarterbacks in this league are really coming in and establishing themselves quickly. And when some of those, quote, old-timers leave, this league is going to be in very good hands, I suspect, with a lot of the young quarterbacks now and the other ones that will be coming down the pike and entering the league.
We're talking to Howard Balzer, who covers the Cardinals for SI and is a co-host of the Weekly Hall of Fame radio show. Howard, speaking of rookies and young guys in the league, talk to me about the struggles of first-round pick for Arizona, Clemson defender Isaiah Simmons, who was a utility man for the Tigers, doing a little bit of that in Arizona. He's been used as a gadget player, you know, some nickel, covering receivers. What is Vance Joseph? He had a better game this last weekend. Is he working him more into the inside linebacker position? And what? How do you think he needs to develop him better going forward?
Well, I think he's showing that development. He really has. The last three games, he's played more snaps than all season. And he was asked to do a lot in a defense that you just don't walk in and be comfortable with, especially without an off-season program where you're on the field and with a very shortened and reduced training camp. And so last night against Seattle, I don't know the number of snaps yet, but he was out in that field an awful lot and led the team in tackles. He had a sack. And so they are seeing the progress from him that they expected, and will you know, figure to see more in these last six games of the season for them. So there was a lot of frustration from fans. They're saying, why isn't he out there? You got to put him out there. Why isn't he out there? But coaches are very stubborn about that, especially they don't want to put a guy out there that's going to make mistakes and not know his assignment. And the biggest thing about defense is if you're going to play fast, which you have to do, you also have to do it without thinking about what you're supposed to do on a play. And if you're thinking, then you can't play fast, and that leads to mistakes. Well, the game is slowing down for him, which is a term everyone likes to use, and we've seen that the last 3 weeks. And really, it started in the first game against Seattle when he had the huge interception in overtime. So I think he's only going to get better and better, continue making an impact down the stretch of this season, and who knows what level he could play at next year, because he's going to be the player that the Cardinals thought he was going to be. And sometimes with guys, it just takes time.
I want to shift gears and ask you about the Texans. We're broadcasting out of Houston here. And this week, Jamie Roots, who's the team president, came out and said, no, Jack Easterby will not be the general manager of the Texans next year. It certainly doesn't seem that Romeo Crennel will be the head coach next year. So they're going to need to go find both a GM and a head coach. Where do they go to find these guys? Do you like Eric Bieniemy as a fit in Houston? Where do you think Houston will look?
Yeah, it's a great question, David. And I think that they'll look in a lot of different directions. And that's what you have to do, especially when you're also looking for a guy to lead the personnel end of the organization, which quite frankly has been kind of dysfunctional over the last few years, with having general managers getting rid of them and Bill O'Brien calling the shots, and many questioning what he was doing and things, you know. And I always thought that DeAndre Hopkins' situation was somewhat out of his control because he just wanted that new contract, and it wasn't a great situation. But having said all that, you just never know. You know, sometimes hiring the head coach, I don't want to say it's easier than the GM, because you just never know how a great assistant is going to be as a head coach. Yes, you would think that Bieniemy would be a good fit, but it still comes down to giving that head coach the talent and the bullets in the gun, so to speak, that he needs to be successful. And so that's going to be the key, coming up with perhaps a young and upcoming personnel guy that can bring an organization together. You know, we've seen that, you know, in Indianapolis. We've seen it in Kansas City with Brett Veach. We've seen it in different places, Brandon Bean in Buffalo, with guys that a lot of people didn't know a lot about, but they've done a great job coming to those organizations and setting the stage for the personnel that you need. And that's what the Texans are going to have to find. And you hope that they have the ability to hone in on that guy, bring him in, and then that guy's able to do what needs to be done. Because this is the team, that roster still has some talent. So it's not as if they're starting over. And what you have to really be able to do is put it all together, be consistent with your plan, and then give the coaches the players that they need to be successful.
We're talking to NFL sage Howard Balzer. We've got about 30 seconds left. One franchise, it seems like they're on a great trajectory, the Dolphins. Flores has done a great job, and they've got all those draft picks. When are the Dolphins a Super Bowl contender?
Wow, that's a great one. And who knows? I mean, heck, in this league, when you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. And they're a team that's very opportunistic. They score on defense. They score on special teams. And like you said, with those draft picks, they make them count next year. Who knows? I mean, they could be in the hunt next year. Man, if they get in the playoffs this year, they could be a very tough out. But they're definitely on the right trajectory, and they're doing all the right things. Keep improving that talent, and they're going to be a very good team for a lot of years, I think.
Howard, thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you.
My pleasure, guys. Take care. Have a good day.